It's KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Laura. Not just us today, you'll be pleased to hear, but a guy who is absolutely smashing it in every way that is possible right now. Tom Grennan's on the show.
Here he is.
Good, thank you, Tom.
Wow.
It's busy times for you then.
Just a bit.
Yes, it's pretty mental at the moment, I'm not going to lie.
Come on, the new single with Calvin Harris, that is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty, like, massive, to be fair, isn't it? I'm just blown away by it, to be honest. Like, I got the message. He messaged me on Instagram.
Oh wow!
And I didn't know that he followed me. I was on the toilet when he messaged me. And I was like, and
brilliant.
I was like, oh my gosh, Calvin Harris messaged me. So I messaged him saying, I would love to do a song. I'd love to do it.
And wow.
Then I was like, let me just get off the toilet and we'll have a FaceTime. And,
oh, brilliant.
And he just kind of was like, I've got this song and I'd love like you to write on it and to see what you could do with it. And he kind of explained what the song was about and what he wanted to go into the world. And obviously with everything that's going on at the moment, he was like, I just want to make a positive song that everybody can dance to and feel like they're at a festival or feel like England have just won the World Cup or the Euros. Do you know what I mean? One of those songs.
Yeah.
So I was like, cool. Like, this is exactly the kind of vibe that I want to do as well. And I sent him like the song that me and my friends wrote. And he came back and he's like, this is going to be my next single. So I was like, all right, sweet. I'm up there with like Rihanna now, isn't it?
Yeah, so exactly. Yeah.
It's a big deal. And I definitely was running back to the loo. I was going to say, were you sat on the loo
waiting for his reply?
Yeah. One of the first gigs I think you ever did was with us at Ashford College. I think we set you up well there, Tom. Yeah, I think we...
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, you can thank us for that collab with Calvin.
Yeah, we got you on.
Yeah.
It was nice to start you out, you know, give you that little push you needed, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Them things never get forgotten, trust me.
Oh, bless you.
Tom, we are wondering, what, when it comes to Tom Grennan, has got Tom grinning? Food. What food could we serve up for you, place in front of you, that would get you grinning, that would just make you the happiest?
Like a fish and chips. Do you know what, right? I had fish and chips last week, right, and I never was into peas, never. And then I had this bowl of mushy peas next to me and I was like, oh, do I try it? And my girlfriend was like, just try it. Like, it's really good. And then I tried it and I was like, oh my God, where have I been?
Wow. Yes,
this is
brilliant.
So good.
I've come to the pea side.
He's trying all these exotic flavours. Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
So what about one memory from school that gets you grinning every time?
Me and my friend Charlie, we played this game. It was called Find the Hat. And each day we'd find a hat and take a picture in these hats. But I remember that time being a very funny time.
Find the hat? I like this.
Yeah.
Where did you find this into a thing?
Like, if I went out looking now, I think I'd probably be months, maybe years, trying to find a hat. Where do you find a hat?
Well, like, we'd go around and ask people, like, from where your hat, or we'd nick people's hats. And
right,
just...
you are a hat thief. Okay, fine.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
We got there. Yeah.
Watch out for you. Never wear a hat to a Tom Grennan gig, because it's going to get nicked.
It's gone. He's got a big second-hand hat racket going on. His big Etsy
selling
shop.
Selling them in the car park with the people that do the knock-off merch afterwards.
What about... Well, it's your birthday. Just the other day, happy birthday for the other day. What birthday present got you grinning the most?
I got a nice bag. I'm really rubbish with bags. Like, rucksacks, suitcases, all that, I'm just rubbish with them. So I got a nice one and I'm going to keep this one really nice.
You can get a lot of hats in it, can't you?
Yeah, you can. Is it a swag bag?
It's a swag bag.
Right.
Oh,
let's get more on the light finger Tom Grennan in just a moment. It's KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Laura for a Fri-yay, and we've been adding some extra yay to your Fri-yay with our special guest Tom Grennan. Time now, before you get a chance to play Say It for £1,000, for a game of Celebrity Say It with Tom Grennan. So Tom, we've got 60 seconds, we've got a bunch of random words, and we've got Laura describing, so I'm going to start the timer and simply wish you good luck.
Say It.
It's what you get on your birthday. You blow them up. You can put helium in them.
A balloon.
Yes, it's where you go to have a pint. You go down the...
pub.
Yes, it's the people that make the Avengers. What are they called? The comic people that make it. It's not DC, it's the other one.
Marvel.
Yes, yes. It's what you get on the beach. It's like grains of something that you might make a castle with.
Sand.
It's, yes, it's a bike class at the gym when you go and like go on the bike. It's called aerobics. What? What's that gym class? No, it's not aerobics, it's another one.
Skip.
It's when you're going on tour, the month this year that you're going on tour. It is after August.
September.
Yes, it's what you put around your trousers to keep them up so they don't fall down. You wear a... belt. Yes, yes, yes. It's what you're good at stealing. You used to nick them from people at school.
Hats.
Yes. He's the main judge on The X Factor or American Idol. He's the one that wears his trousers really high. Yes, yes. It's the pint that you get when you go to Dublin. The pint of what? The type of drink?
Guinness.
Yes,
Guinness.
She's a singer. She's really famous at Christmas.
Adele.
She sings All I Want for Christmas
Mariah
is You.
Carey.
Yes, oh! What you catch. Oh. Oh. We won't find out what you cat.
No, it's
probably a good thing.
It is absolutely a good thing. Now, balloon for one, pub two, Marvel three, sand four. We passed on spin, September five, belt six, hats seven, Simon Cowell eight, Guinness nine, and Mariah Carey for 10.
Yeah, yes.
A tremendous 10, which, as I say, is an excellent score, which puts you amongst who, Laura?
Anne-Marie, next to her, with a score of 10. Okay. Also, Paloma Faith and Louisa. And you completely beat Ollie Mears, who I know you're going to be playing with in Soccer Aid in
September. Oh,
yeah. Completely beat him. He only got 4 when he played. So when you're with him at Soccer Aid, you can have some bants about that, telling me beat
all
him.
All right,
say
then
it.
That will be.
what position are you playing, Tom?
I usually play, like, centre-mid, but... Paul Scholes is in centre mid, and I don't know if I'll be able to go against him.
Tom, I'm sure that football match will go as well as everything else is going for you right now, and well deserved as well.
Thank you so much.
Thrilled to be part of things when you first, decided to get out and about with us back in the day. It's just amazing that you're massively smashing it right now. Brilliant
Thank
stuff.
Thank you so much. Honestly,
have a great
lovely
day.
Loads.
Yeah.
Nice one, guys.
Thanks for being on KMFM
Breakfast.
Thanks Breakfast.
So
Tom
much.
Brennan.
Yay. What a legend he is.
Absolutely.
Just watch out for your hats around.
Oh, yeah, hats. Don't wear a hat.